I follow the elegant goal of being myself. I follow the elegant goal of being myself. Oh, my, what a wonderful thing it is to be myself. What a wonderful thing it is to be my highest and best. What a wonderful thing it is to be a dreamer, to listen to all the ideas that are going on within me, to listen to all the thoughts that are going on within me, all the magic that's going on within me. And as I listen to this, I wonder, yes, what is next? What is next for me? What is next for me to enjoy my life more thoroughly, more wonderfully, more magically than anything else I could ever do? And the thing that's ready for me is to sort of listen within. I listen to my inner self, and my inner self says, go for it, go for it, go for it. Open your heart, open your mind, open your inner self to all that is good and beautiful. And as you open your inner self to all that is good and beautiful, those things pour out and shine forth in your life more gloriously, more wonderfully, more fantastically than you could ever imagine, because that's who you are. That's who you are. You are the purity, the goodness, the allness, the totality of everything that's beautiful in this world. And that's what you are all the time. And you will never change. You will never change from being that which you are, because you are always living from your inner realm. That magical self, that elegant goal of being myself. Now, I remind myself every moment of my life to be my highest and best, to live according to what is my ideal for myself. I remind myself to remember that I am divine, that I am magical, that I am wonderful, that I am good. And as I remind myself of this, then the thoughts come up in my mind, the thoughts come up in my consciousness of saying to me, yes, whatever I dream about, dream my wildest dream, whatever I dream about, I can accomplish. Because I have within me all knowledge, omniscience. I have within me the ability to understand, the ability to comprehend, the ability to apply and put it into practice that which I am. And as I do this, I feel wonderful. I feel fantastic. I feel glorious. I feel magical. This is the elegant self within me. I love doing this. I love doing it. I love following the elegant goal of being myself. And I don't always know what the elegant goal is. I don't always know what being myself really is, but I know it's good. I know it's wonderful. I know it's magical, and I know that it is something that I choose to be every moment of my life. I choose to be it, and I choose to live it, and I choose to delight in it. I choose to find it charming. I choose to find it imaginative. I choose to find it something exciting. We're always given more imagination than we could ever begin to apply, but we can. We can train ourselves to keep applying the imagination that comes to us as it comes to us. As these inner thoughts come to us, as this inner thought says, you can do it. The inner thought says, what is your highest and best? It's being whole and perfect all the time. What's your highest and best? It's being magical. What's your highest and best? It's being fulfilling in everything I do. Fulfilling in every way I think, in every attitude I have. It is that elegant attitude that I am always looking forward to. It's the elegant goal of being my highest and best, of being myself. Now, I say to myself, what is it that I choose to do? I choose to go around the world smiling. I choose to go around the world finding happiness everywhere I look. I choose to go around the world and be the magical being that I am. I choose to go around the world and know that everywhere I go, everything that I see is glorious. and I look past all the illusions that are not beneficial in my thought, and I look beyond to those things that are beneficial, and I name them and claim them and draw them out. I draw them out into my experience. I draw them out into my life. I draw them out into my world. And as I draw them out into my world, they manifest in my life. And I am always experiencing that elegant goal of being myself. I always am thinking of, who am I? What is myself? What is myself that I'm always looking forward to? What is myself that I'm always choosing to experience? What is myself that says to me, myself is the fantastic quality of goodness that I am. Myself is the fantastic quality of love that I am, of unconditional love. I go around looking for unconditional love everywhere in the world, and I see it. But I am looking with the eyes of unconditional love. And because I'm looking with the eyes of unconditional love, I'm seeing unconditional love everywhere. I'm seeing unconditional love in all circumstances, and I'm seeing unconditional love because that is my nature. That is who I am, and that is all that I am. And it's a wonderful thing to be. It's a wonderful thing to be this unconditional love, because this unconditional love is such a joyous and fulfilling and rewarding experience. I look for the elegant goal of being myself. What's your elegant goal of being yourself? Are you whole and perfect? Are you filled with imagination? Are you a delight for you to be with yourself? Do you find peace every time you think of anything? Do you find all the world filled with peace? And do you find peace in yourself? Do you find joy in yourself? Do you find love in yourself? Do you find magic in yourself? If you do, then you're doing it right. You're doing it right. Now, are you ready to do that? Are you ready to experience that in your life? Are you ready to know that in your life? Are you ready to delight in that in your life? If you're ready to delight in that in your life, you can be sure that you will have everything that you want to have. No matter what it may be, you'll have everything you want to have. Say that for yourself today. Know that for yourself today. Live that for yourself today. And be that elegant person that you are. Be that elegant person who has an elegant goal of being yourself. And as you are this elegant person being your elegant self, you live so happy. You live so wonderful. Yes, we all like illustrations of how we live. Well, I turn to other people in my world and I smile and I say, you've got a good idea. You have some wonderful thoughts there. You have some beautiful imagination. You're great. You're fantastic. You're glorious. And as I say this, I am saying it from the depth of myself. And as I say it from the depth of myself, I feel so wonderful. I feel so blessed. I feel so good. It is what I'm all about. And that's all that matters. What I am all about. Now, what are you all about? What are you all about? What do you think for yourself? How do you look at your life? How do you look at who you are and what you are? How do you look at the things you say to yourself? How do you look at that? And then you say, okay, I look at that by saying, I like me. All is in divine order. All is beautiful. I like me. I like me. I like me. I'm happy. I'm joyous. I'm filled with magic. I'm independently wealthy. Everywhere I go, everything I touch turns to abundance. Everything I touch turns to perfect health. I speak to other people, no matter what their condition may be. And if they have any health problem, I just say, you're whole and perfect now. I say that inside myself. I don't say that to them, because it's in me that makes the difference. And when I am seeing all things in perfect health, when I'm seeing all things divine and beautiful and good, then that's the way they are. And it's up to me to do it every moment of my life. And I truly do it every moment of my life. I truly do it every moment of my life. I follow the elegant goal of being myself, now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.